Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are very fortunate to be joined by a guy who knows a whole lot about NFL playoff football. Ed McCaffrey starred in the NFL as a wide receiver for the Denver Broncos and others. And he joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Ed, how you doing today?
I am doing great. How about yourself?
Outstanding. We're excited about playoff football coming up. I thought before we get to that, though, we'd just congratulate you on the year that your son had, Christian McCaffrey in Carolina. I mean, I don't know. How do you? Tony's the son of a legend. You're now the father of a guy who's becoming a legend. How does that work? How's that feel?
Yeah, you know, I got four boys. They all play football. Falls are pretty busy for me. Christian had a ton of fun out in Carolina, but he's a wee guy, and they were a little bummed that they couldn't get into the playoffs. Got off to such a great start at 6-2 early in the season, and then, man, I mean, they were just, in my opinion, they were a much better team than their final record, but they let a couple of games slip away, and there's a lot of parity in the NFL. There's a lot of competition, and so, you know, you gotta find a way to win and bring it every week, and they didn't pile up enough wins to get to postseason, but individually, as a dad, sure, I was proud of him. I thought Norv Turner did a great job of incorporating him and the other guys into the offense, and you know, got to catch a few passes, got to run the ball a little bit and have some fun with his teammates. So, unfortunately, ended a little too soon.
And I have to ask you, because much like your son Christian, I'm sure I was in the locker room with my dad a lot. I know Christian probably was in that locker room with you a lot. As you've seen him progress through Stanford and now with the Carolina Panthers, I'm sure the first word that comes to your mind is proud. But tell us a little bit like what it's like watching him every Sunday go out and compete at the level that he's competing at.
Yeah, you're right, and you know what it's like. Christian grew up in a locker room with John Elway and Steve Atwater and Shannon Sharpe.
Wow.
And Rod Smith and all those guys, and so he didn't know any better, right?
Right.
And he's playing Power Rangers with Shannon, thinking this is just what normal kids do.
Power Rangers.
And he got to run around under the confetti after our Super Bowl championships, and he just thought that was normal. So you know that feeling of having exposure to that type of a life, and so he's had the dream of playing pro football since he was a little kid, and it's the only thing he's ever wanted to do. So as a dad, you know, I love all my sons. I just want them to be happy. I mean, whether it was football or acting or whether they want to be an engineer or doctor, doesn't matter to me. I just want to support them, and I want them to be happy. So Christian is truly happy playing football. That's absolutely what he loves to do. He doesn't want to do anything else with his life right now, and so I'm happy for him. He's getting to do the things that he loves to do, and you know, I love that he's a great player. He's a lot better player than I ever was. And, you know, there's a lot of pressure on the kids of pro athletes. You know that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're growing up and it's like, are you going to be as good as your dad? Or, you know, are you even going to play that sport? And, you know, I didn't have to deal with that. So the fact that in light of all of that and all the criticism growing up and all the obstacles he's had to overcome, I'm incredibly proud of him for sticking to what he loves to do, and I'm really excited for him that he has the opportunity to play in the NFL.
That's awesome.
I'm an older guy, so I want to stick up for Ed McCaffrey here. He just said that Christian is far better than he ever was. That very well may one day be true, but Ed, I think you had a pretty remarkable career. I want to get that in there. A couple of Super Bowl championships, the first of which was one right here in San Diego, and I think a tremendous year a tremendous career in the NFL for 9 years with the Broncos and the Giants and 49ers. So don't give Christian the nod quite yet. Not yet. I think
yourself. I don't know. You're aging yourself if you remember me. I figure you got to be at least 25, 30 to even remember that I played at this point. But there's a lot of parents who tell their kids, hey, you know, they remind them who I am. But that's, I'm Christian's dad now. That's who I am. But, you know, I love football too, man. It's just been in our family. It's crazy. My wife is so strong because we have four boys. They all play football. And, you know, every now and again I feel a little guilty. I'm like, wow, you know, all the four boys and me and golf with ball and how many games right. you've been to. Then I come home thinking we're going to hang out and do something different, and she's got a game on, watching football when I'm not there. So she's just a huge football fan, and thank goodness. And she loves the lifestyle, and she loves that, you know, our sons are able to do what they want to do with their lives. So, but you're aging yourself bringing me up, yeah.
Everybody already knows how old, they all know how old I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ed, I want to ask you about the seems. I know this is a copycat league, but it seems like the new trend right now is a lot of the hirings of the coaches. They're all young. They're all up and coming offensive minds. What are your thoughts on that route that teams are going now?
Yeah, well, except in Denver, where Vic Fangio got hired. He's about 60, I believe.
Right.
But he's older, and yeah, they don't hire a lot of older coaches. And sometimes you figure, well, you know, we want to bring new life or new philosophies into our organization. But you know, a guy like Vic, I mean, he's had some of the best defenses in the history of the league. So at least you know what you're getting there, right? And so these are they go in waves with their mentality and how they hire coaches. And everybody, you remember the Waterboy movie with Adam Sandler, you know, right?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden team signs up the cowboy, you know, it didn't quite work out. It doesn't always work out. Young coaches' challenge is that they've never been a head coach before, maybe they've never been a head coach in the NFL before, and it's different than being a coordinator. You have to delegate responsibility, you have to hire a great staff that you can rely on. It's tough to be a coordinator and a head coach, and you certainly can't be a coordinator for both sides of the ball and be a head coach. So it's a different skill set, and not every great coordinator is ready to be a head coach. But when you find that young, talented, and intelligent coach who's a coordinator and has head coach potential, man, you could probably, you know, have him coach a team 10 or 15 years. And so that's what every organization is hoping for, that they can bring in a young, intelligent coach who's cutting edge, who's one step ahead of the rest of the league, who also has, you know, maybe coordinator potential, but also head coaching potential. And then they, just like when they draft a quarterback in the first round, you're hoping that guy can be with you for a while.
Ed McCaffrey, two-time Super Bowl champion with the Denver Broncos as our guest. Very happy to have him with us. I want to ask you very quickly about playing with John Elway. It seems like we ask every Charger that we ever have on how it's like to play with Philip Rivers, and if we get somebody from Miami, we ask them what was it like to play for Dan Marino. I haven't had the good fortune of interviewing a Bronco, but asking what it was like to play for John Elway and what you think he's, you know, up to in Denver. It seems like he's had some success, although the last couple of years haven't gone the way he wanted. But ultimate competitor, ultimate athlete, everything.
Oh, he's the biggest competitor you'll ever meet, and you know that Hall of Fame guys who played and were competitive for a long time. They're great competitors, and obviously he was blessed with some pretty unbelievable skills. You know, he's a throwback quarterback now, right? In that,
yeah.
You know, he didn't play under these new set of NFL rules. They used to try to kill quarterbacks back in the day. He was tough, he was strong, he had a rocket arm. But more than anything, and all of his teammates will tell you this, he was a leader by example, and he was a guy that included everybody. You know, we've heard of those stories of quarterbacks who throw a guy a ball and he'll drop it or run the wrong route, and he's like, get that guy out of there, you know, and kind of talk down to him. John was more of a, hey, let's go do it again. Hey, get back in the huddle. I'm coming right back at you. Matter of fact, that happened to me. Ran a slant route in the first year I was with Denver, and not many got through my hands now, but that one did, and I'm thinking, okay, here it goes. He yelled at by the quarterback. He's like, hey, don't. He like ran and met me about halfway out. Said, hey, don't worry about it. Let's go get it again. Called the same play, same route, threw it right back at me, and thank goodness I caught it. But, you know, he's one of those guys. He made all the people around him better. And, you know, every time I look down at my hand, I see my wedding ring, and I think of my wife, Lisa. And then I look at my knuckle and I think of John Elway. I broke a couple of fingers trying to catch balls that he threw to me because, you know, they used to joke about the cross on your chest from the football. I mean, he threw that thing with some velocity. One of the few quarterbacks, you know, I remember a couple of comeback routes, which are, you know, outside the numbers, 20 yards down the field, coming out of the break where I swear I saw the ball leave his hands and it was on me like in no time. And I'm thinking, not many quarterbacks, you know, had or will ever have that type of skill. But you know, it wasn't just his skill alone that made him so special. It was how he treated his friends, his teammates, his coaches, He truly made our team better just because of the way he carried himself.
Yeah, that might have been due to the 90-plus mile-per-hour fastball that he used to throw, kind of rubbing off on that football. And I want to ask you a little bit. You were named as a part of the executive management team of the Pacific Pro Football League. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. So you have to refer to me as Mr. Commissioner from here on out.
I'm sorry, Mr. Commissioner. Could you explain us a little bit about the league?
Well, Roger, taking a step to the side. I'm Mr. Commissioner. I've been a founder of PacPro for a couple of years now, and I'm taking a more active role this year. We're going to kick off in 2020, and for those of you who aren't familiar with the Pacific Pro Football League, we're the first ever professional football league for players not yet eligible for the NFL. And that sounds like a mouthful. Basically, kids out of high school can't play pro football. You can play pro baseball. You know that, right?
Right.
You can go overseas and play pro basketball. Or we heard of a kid that got an internship getting paid $1 million, not playing at all, waiting a year. Or you can go to college, one and done, go pro. And pick any sport. Every other sport in the world, you can go pro right out of high school. And in other countries, because I spent some time overseas in Australia and Italy and some other places, they have club teams from the time the kids are 4 or 6, and
that's
they
right.
grow through the club teams, and then they go pro out of high school. And they don't confuse pro sports with their education or university overseas. And so we're just trying to provide that opportunity. It's kind of hard for me to believe someone hasn't done this a long time ago, but what we're trying to do is create another opportunity for players who are unapologetic about their pursuit of greatness in the sport of football, who want to play professional football, and we'll provide another opportunity for them to do that. So what types of players are right for our league? High school graduates that want to go pro and learn from pro coaches with professional football rules and pro hash marks. I mean, we're coaching the pro game from elite coaches. They'll learn from elite coaches. JC transfers, college transfers, or kids that have decided that they want to play less games in a safer environment, learn from pro coaches, and get ready for the NFL earlier. Because of that three-year rule that is in effect, which simply means players cannot play in the NFL until they're 3 years removed from high school. So there's no other place to play football other than in college right now. And, for every kid is not wired to receive a typical 4-year college education. There's kids that want to pursue a vocation or have other interests, but we're a summer league, so you certainly continue to go to school as well. You're not sacrificing your education. Matter of fact, we're paying for their first year of college and helping provide them with mentorship programs and fiscal responsibility programs so that they are prepared for life after football. But our main focus is providing opportunity for these young men to pursue their dream and play professional football.
You already sound a lot nicer and more realistic than the other guy they call Mr. Commissioner.
I've met with him a few times. He's an awfully nice man in person. He probably gets more flack than he deserves.
A little more flack than he deserves. Ed, thanks so much for the time. Really enjoyed it. I have a bunch more questions for you, but we appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again. As your league gets a little closer, we'd be happy to talk about it and find out what's going on.
Thanks, Mr. Commissioner.
Yeah, let's do it. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show. We'll do it again sometime.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.